بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن شريح بن هانئ رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت لعائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها: بأي شيء كان يبدأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل بيته؟ قالت: بالسواك. رواه مسلم. شريح بن هانئ رحمة الله عليه سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها: What did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم do when he entered the house? بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ كَانَ يَبْدَأُ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. With what would Rasulullah start and commence when he entered the house first? What's the first thing he would do? So she replied, he used to use the miswak. Now from this hadith we can understand that even as we mentioned previously, that the miswak is so important in the life of a believer, that even when Rasulullah is entering his house, then too he is making the miswak. So just as a person leaves the home in a clean and good manner, like that when he enters the home also, he should enter the home in a clean, presentable manner, create a fragrance in his mouth. Obviously he'll be meeting family members, he'll be meeting his spouse, and therefore it is important for him to make sure that he cleans his mouth, there's a fragrance in his mouth. And Rasulullah showed us in his practical life that he entered the house making the miswak. وعن أبي موسى العشري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وطرف السواك على لسانه. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ مسلم. أبو موسى العشري رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the end of his miswak was on his tongue. When a person puts a miswak in the mouth, then the one side is on the between the teeth or on the tongue. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making miswak. So when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he visited him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making the miswak. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال السواك مطهرة للفم مرضاة للرب. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the miswak is a means of cleaning the mouth and it is a means of gaining Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Two important things have been mentioned. It will clean the mouth and also it will gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. There are many, many benefits of the miswak. Many books have been written on the miswak. And just a few benefits that ulama have mentioned. They say at the time of death, Allah Ta'ala will make mouth easy for the person. He'll be able to recite the kalima when he is leaving this world. When the person had made miswak in his life, and he adopted this great sunnah, that Allah will make sakrat easy for him, or the pangs of death be easy for him, and Allah will enable him to recite the kalima when he passes away. Obviously then it cleanses the mouth, it also strengthens the memory, and it makes the teeth stronger, it makes the gum stronger, it makes the teeth to glow, it also increases the eyesight, also assists in digestion of food, it brings the praises of the angels, it draws the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salat of the person who made miswak before salah, then the reward of the salah also increases. So there are many, many, many virtues of making the miswak. Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Subhanahu wa bihamdihi. Subhanahu wa bihamdika. Nashidu wa